Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Now, singer Nóra Anna Kennedy is in studio with me this morning, along with Fergal Scahill on fiddle and mandolin and Donna Hennessy on guitar. And she's chosen the perfect song for this May Bank holiday weekend. We'll have a chat about what inspired her in a moment. But first, sit back and enjoy this beautiful rendition of The May Morning Dew.
In the winter to sit by the hall, listening to the howls and the barks of the dog, or in summer to wander the wild valleys through.
That's so beautiful, Nóra Anna. Come back and sit down. First of all, Nóra Anna, I don't know another Nóra Anna. Where does that come from? It's beautiful.
Well, yeah, I don't know any others either. My granny was Nóra. And she's actually on the artwork for the single, for May Morning Dew single.
Oh, wow.
I took a photograph.
On the website there, I've seen it.
Yeah, yeah, my dad took that. And it's of her standing in a field in Palace Green, County Limerick, and she's beside her son and a neighbour, and they're ploughing the field in May, I assume, because the hawthorn is in bloom. So I assume that's why I thought it'd be a lovely thing for the artwork. But I'm named after her. But my mum is from the Philippines and she decided to add a Filipino flavour. So she put the Anna at the end. So Nóra Anna.
It's absolutely gorgeous. Tell me about singing that song you just sang so beautifully. What versions inspired you, I suppose, and when did you decide to start working on your own interpretation of it?
I've always loved that song. I've always loved Dolores Cain. I grew up listening to Dé Danann I moved to Galway and, you know, of course, we live right beside Carlisran, where Dolores is from. So that song has always been with me and a special to me. And it was actually during lockdown. You remember that?
Yeah. a hazy memory at this stage.
But there was gorgeous weather that May. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we spent a lot of time. I live in Keekle in Headford, and there's a gorgeous stretch by the lake. Lockhart was there with us, and we did a lot of walking there. And I think that virgin emerged at that time. I had a lot of time with the guitar in my lap, and yeah, it's a gorgeous thing to kind of offer up this time of year now, a few years on.
Tell me a bit about yourself. I know you're living in Galway. We'll get to that, but you're a Dub. Where did you grow up, actually? And where did the music begin?
The music began at home. It became more of a social life thing. That's where it started, you know, and it didn't come to me until my later teens, and it became part of what we'd do at the weekend. We'd sing songs, we'd have a few drinks, you know, and when it came to kind of leave the nest, I said, I'm going to move west. And myself and my brother both were kind of playing music together. And we said, Galway is a great playground for sessions and other musicians. So we ended up there, and he found his wife there, but she brought him to Brest, and I found a man eventually.
A Galwegian?
A Galwegian. There's a gorgeous community of musicians there, you know, and we're all gigging and playing in the town. And that's where I met Nicola and Noli, who I play now with the Wild Aways for the last 12 years or so. But they introduced me to my husband and brought me out to Headford.
Where did you meet him?
He turned up as a session drummer for our first album. And we hit it off, and the rest is history.
That's so nice. And of course, as you say, you're part of the Wild Aways. You're not splitting up or anything. This is just a separate project, isn't it?
That's it, of course. Yeah, there's plenty of time in the year and to do so many different projects. And we all do our own individual things. Noli plays with the Saw Doctors. Nicola has a gorgeous album coming out with Pauline Scanlon and Owen Wynne and her brother. It's very healthy for us to do lots of different things and, you know, keep creating.
And your mum, she actually has left Dublin to live beside you. So she's gone west as well.
Yeah,
is that right?
We're all gone west now. Yeah. Yeah. She's a happy Headford woman.
But interestingly, you said she's from the Philippines.
That's right. Yeah.
And how did she end up here? And how did she meet your dad, the Limerick man?
There's actually a book written about it, but yeah.
Is there?
There is, yeah. No, my dad was a missionary priest.
Wow.
And he went to the Philippines and worked there as a priest for several years. And you know the way you hook up with someone you work with? Well, mom was a nun. And they were working together happily and they just fell for each other. And dad ended up bringing her back to Ireland. And mom's, I don't know, 45, 46 years in Ireland now.
That's such a romantic story.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm. And have you got children yourself with your Galwegian husband?
Yes, we've two children now. The youngest is 7 and Jimmy, he's 10.
Musical?
Yeah, we're putting them in front of things anyway. Jimmy is definitely musical. Yeah, he's into drumming and he plays piano. And Julia is singing now. She does singing lessons. You know, we're like every other parent. We bring them to the teachers every week. And, you know, whether they take it on is up to themselves.
Well, brilliant. You've chosen another song to sing for us this morning, Noriana, Wandering Angus from the Yeats poem, of course. Mm. Tell me about your version.
Yeah, this is actually something I sang for years in sessions in Galway. I got this version from a lady called Jolie Holland. She's a Californian singer. And I was looking it up there and she got that version from somebody else as well, a Paul something or other. So I don't know where it started, but it's a beautiful melody and I think it really interprets that magic of magical poetry that's in it.
Well, thanks so much for coming in, Noriana. And again, you're going to be accompanied by Fergal Scahill and Donna Hennessy. Thank you both for being here as well. And you're going to be performing with the Whileaways and Bird on the Wire in the coming months, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah.
All your tour dates from Inishbofin to Hammersmith, from Derry to Bantry, they're on your website, which is norianakennedy.com. Thanks so much, Noriana. And you're going to sing for us now, Wandering Angus.
One, two, three.